Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Reish Yud Aleph. We are up to Sif Hei, the last line on Kuf Chav Dalet. We're about to turn on to page 248. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Hadachita usa'ora kodmin, dafka kesha'osa mehem tafshilo pas. That which we say that wheat and barley come first over the other Zayin Minim, that is specifically when you make them into a dish or you make them into bread. But just stam, aval kosei schita, a stam piece of wheat that you are chewing on, shebrichaso bari pri adama, that we learned earlier, the brachas bari pri adama, eino kodemes lebrichas bari pri eitz. It does not take precedence over bari pri eitz. So we learned that whatever is earlier in the pasuk takes precedence in terms of the bracha. So chita and sa'ora first. But here the Mechaber tells us only if it's actually made into a dish that is mizonos or bread in which it's hamotzi. Otherwise, it's a piece of wheat, the bracha's hadama. Then it would not go before the bracha by priya eats. The Rama says, birchas hamotzi kodemes lebirchas borei min mizonos. The bracha of hamotzi comes before borei min mizonos. Obviously, this is talking about a case where you need to make both brachas, which we'll discuss. The kol shekein l'shar brachos, and certainly the bracha of hamotzi comes before other brachos. The afal pisha dover hasheni choshev o choviv olav. Even if the second item that's not the hamotzi is more choshev, or it's more choviv to you, either way, the bracha of hamotzi comes before the other food item, and we'll see examples of this shortly. Skip the parentheses. The chol hodam rinan de'echad kodom l'chaveiro. All this discussion that we've been having in the siman of what comes before its friend, haynu sherotza le'echol mishnehem. Like the Mishabura told us in the beginning of the siman, it's talking about when you want to eat both of them. L'chein yesh l'haktim echaviv o achashiv. That's when there's an inyan to put first the one that's more dear to you or the one that is more chashiv. Avalim eino rotza lechol mishneim, but if you don't want to eat both of them, eino mevarech rak al zeh sherotza lechol, then you only make the bracha on the one that you want to eat. Afal pi shegam hasheni munach lefanav, even though the other food item is in front of you, it's more choshev, it's more chaviv, but if you're not eating it now, you do not make the bracha on that food. V'kol zesh, the tzarech lehaktim haynu davka lechadchila, the whole din over here as well, that you put one bracha before another bracha, or one food before another food for that bracha, that's all din lechadchila. Avalim ovar uberach ala sheni. But if you did the wrong thing and you made the bracha on the second one that you should not have made the bracha on, so im ha bracha shavos, if the brachos are the same, you should have made the bracha on A and it said you made the bracha on B, Yotze, b'di'evid, you are yotze, v'ein tzarech lachzor ulevarech al zeh shehoyo lo lahaktim. You don't have to go back and make another bracha on the one that you should have been makdim. Ubilvad shehei daito gam kein ola b'brachaso. As long as you had in your mind when you made the bracha on B to cover A as well. So if you had A and B and you should have made the bracha on A and instead you made the bracha on B, b'di'evid, the bracha on B will cover A. You do not need a new bracha for A. As long as you had in mind when you made the bracha on B that it's going to cover A as well. Let's see the Mishabura now back on the last line of Kuchav Dalets of Kodon Chavav. We said again that which Chita and Sa'ora come before the other Zayiminim is dafka when they're made into a Tafshil or Pas. Veheim Kodmin Lishare Minim. They come before any other Minim. Af Imheim Chavivim Etzlo Yoser. Even if the other Minim are more Chaviv, the Tafshil or Pas of Chita and Sa'ora comes first. Siv Kodon Chav Zayin. Eino kodemes. We said in the Mechaber, but if you have a piece of wheat, in which case the bracha is hadama, then it does not come before a bracha of borei priya eitz. Ella, rather borei priya eitz taktim. If you have a borei priya eitz and you have a piece of wheat, you make the borei priya eitz first. Umashma b'magen Avram de'davkim apriya eitz chaviv yoser etzlo. Says the Magen Avram, this is only true if the fruit is more chaviv to you. Oz hu kodem, then it comes before the piece of wheat. Afshu mu'ucher bakra, even though it's later in the pasuk, it's more chaviv, and therefore the fruit zayaminim will come before the piece of wheat, even though the wheat is earlier in the pasuk. That again is only if the fruit is more chaviv. Aval im shneihem chavivim b'shaveh, but if they're both equal lagabi the chavivus, chita kodemes, then we would go with the chita. So according to the Magen Avraham's understanding, if the fruit is more chav, you make the bracha on the fruit first. If not, you make the bracha on what's earlier in the pasuk. In this case, it would be the piece of wheat, which is hadama. However, the gras mashma, not that way. When we learned in the beginning of the siman in Sif Aleph, when the brachos are not equal, like over here, you have a fruit that's ha'etz, you have a piece of wheat that's hadama, lo azlinan klal basar min shiva. Then we ignore them min shiva. So hu adin hacha lo azlinan klal basar muktam. The same way we said earlier, if one is ha'etz, one is hadama, we ignore them min shiva. So too over here, when one is ha'etz, one is hadama, we ignore what's earlier in the pasuk of the min shiva. Val eze she yirtze yivar atchila, and you can make the bracha on whichever one you want. However, if the piece of wheat is more chaviv to you, misabra diyivarech aleh atchila, it would make more sense that you'd make the hadama first. Degam sham halacha kayesh omrim de chaviv kodem, because even there in Sif Aleph we said halacha is like the yesh omrim that says when you have a eitz and hadama, whatever is more chaviv comes first. Kemoshek asavnu sham. The next point we saw was the Ramah. The Ramah told us the bracha of Amotzi comes before the bracha of Barim Nemezonos and certainly other brachos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chavches Pirish. Kigon sheyesh shulchan aruch lefanav lechol pas. You have whole suda set up and you're all ready to eat your bread. Vigam rotzel lechol lachmanios debirchasan barim nemizonos. You also want to eat some kind of lachmaniot that their bracha is mizonos. Vafilu kishauchlan besoch asuda. We're talking about lachmanios that even if you eat them during a suda where you made a hamotzi already, they still warrant their own bracha mizonos. Kegon, for example, Sheblilasan Raka. They had a very loose batter. Va'ochlam v'tainuk v'lolasova, and you're eating them just as an enjoyment and not to fill you up. Like we learned earlier in Simen Kuv Samaches Sivches. So in that case, you have a hamotzi, you have a mizonos, you need to make both brachos. In this case, the hamotzi will not cover the mizonos. Mitzvah sheyitol yodav yivarech hamotzi tchila pas. There's a mitzvah to wash your hands and make the hamotzi first. The birchas hamotzi chashuva, the bracha of hamotzi is more chashuv than mizonos. The achakach yivarech barim ne mizonos al lachmanios. And afterwards, you will make the mizonos on these lachmanios. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "De'i mari b'shar tavshilin," because if you would be dealing with other dishes that are covered by the hamotzi, so belav time of the birchas hamotzi chashuva, that even without the reason we're discussing over here that the bracha of hamotzi is more chashuv, still tzarach levarach tchila lapas. Of course, you have to make the bracha on the bread first. V'lifter me'melas atavshil. If it's the type of mizonos that doesn't need a bracha during the suda, so who cares that the hamotzi is more chashuv than mizonos? Anyway, you must make the bracha of the hamotzi first. De'i yivarech tchila al atavshil. If you can make a mizonos first on the dish, nimtza gorim bracha she'ina tzricha v'aser. You made a bracha she'ina tzricha. Since you're eating bread and you're eating a mizonos that will be covered by the bread, so just make a hamotzi that covers the mizonos. If you make a mizonos first and then you require a hamotzi as well, that's a bracha she'ina tzricha. So the chiddush over here is a case of mizonos that you need to make a bracha anyway, even during the suda. So then we say you're makdim the hamotzi over the mizonos because the hamotzi is more chashuv. But if it's the type of mizonos that's covered by the hamotzi, you have another reason why you must make the hamotzi first, otherwise you're making two brachos instead of one, and that is a bracha she'ina tzricha, which is forbidden. Sivkaton Chavtes is going, and that was what Ramah said, that you make the hamotzi before the mizonos, even though the mizonos is more chashiv or more chaviv. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chavtes, Shadavar Hasheni Chashiv, Kigon Shalecha Misaurim. Why would the mizonos be more chashiv than the bread? Bread's more chashiv. The example is that the bread is barley bread. V'hamizonos mechitim, and the mizonos is made out of wheat, which is more chashiv. And so too, any similar case where the second item is more chashuv, still you make the hamotzi on the less chashuv item before you make the mizonos on the more chashuv item. Or the second food item was more dear to you. Really, in this case, the second food item is not more chashuv than the first one. But in your eyes, it's more dear, and you have a better geshmak out of that. Still, you make the hamotzi first, and the Mishnah Berurah ends off and says, "Upashit huadin emuchaviv v'chashuv biyachad." Even though the Mishnah Berurah says whether the second food item is chashuv or chaviv, the hamotzi comes first. Like the Mishnah Berurah, even if the second food item is more chaviv and it's more chashuv, either way, you would make the bracha of the hamotzi before you would make the bracha on the mizonos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Vaytisef kadin lamed aleph." The Ramah said in this point that when you have two food items, only when you want to eat both of them, then we have the idea of kadima. If you don't want to have both food items, you only want to eat one of them, you make the bracha on the one that you want to eat. Now, says the Mishaburah, if Kadim Lamed Aleph, im Eino Rotze, Vafilu Rotze Lecho Mishneim, Zok the Mishaburah, even if you want to eat both foods, Ach Shalohe Viyu Adayin Achav Lefana, but the one that you like better was not brought in front of you, Ein Tzarech Lahantin, you don't have to wait for the food that's not in front of you, even though you do plan on eating it now as well. Sivkotan Lamed Beis is going on that which the Ramah said, this whole idea of being Makdim is Dafka Din Lechatchila. But if you did the wrong thing and you made a bracha on what you shouldn't have made the bracha on, if they had the same brachos, you are Yotze, you don't have to make the bracha again on the item that you should have made the first bracha on, as long as you had in mind the more chashiv item when you made the bracha on the wrong item. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Lamed Beis, Vafilu hayu shneim lefana b'shas bracha. Even if both food items are in front of you at the time of the bracha, and you should have made the bracha for whatever reason on A, and you made the bracha on B, ba'inan sheyeskaven lo b'feirish lepatro. If you made the bracha on B, which is less chashiv, it covers A if it's in front of you, but only if you had in mind to patter it. Only if you were mechavin b'feirish lepatro. The Shaar Tzion Chabez points out, v'zeh mahani afil lo hayu lefanov. Not only that, it's true that if you had in mind to cover the other food item, it would work even if the other food item wasn't there. But the Mishabura is saying, even if they're both there, you still have to have in mind when you make the bracha on the less chashiv item to cover the more chashiv item. It's inappropriate that the less chashiv item is going to drag along and pattern the more chashiv item unless you have specific intent. Aval, but if you did it the right way, in Beirach ala chashiv, if you made the bracha on A, which you were supposed to do, poter as she'enu chashiv, then it automatically patterns the less chashiv food item. Afilu lo niskavim b'feirish lepacho, even if you did not have express intent to patter it up. Kaven shehoya munach lefonav ala shulchan b'shas bracha. Since the Maisa was in front of you at the time of the bracha, the sunrise of the Mishabura is saying, I have A and B, the same bracha. I'm supposed to make the bracha on A, it's more chashiv, but I instead made the bracha on B. The bracha on B covers A only if I had A in mind. If it's in front of me still, I still need to have it in mind. But if I made the correct bracha on A, then even if I didn't have B in mind, but it was in front of me, it's automatically covered. Because it's normal for the more chashiv item to patter up the less chashiv item, but if you want the less chashiv item to patter the more chashiv item, then you have to have specific das for it. Continues the Mishabura. If they only brought you the second food item with the same bracha after you already finished eating the mina rishon, so tzarech lachzor levarich, then you have to make a new bracha. But if they brought it only after you made the bracha, but you didn't yet finish eating the first item, so then yesh deos baposkim, that's the big machlokas in the poskim. Usafik brachos lahakel, and we would say safik brachos lahakel. If you're in the middle of eating the first fruit and they bring you out a different fruit, you would not need to go ahead and make a second bracha. Kol zeh mevur b'simin reishvav. We had this discussion already a few weeks ago in simin reishvav. Ayin sham ba'achrona v'mishabura sevkaton chabiz. Ulechatchila mevur sham b'ramah. Lechatchila we brought down over there in the Ramah. Tiyesh lizar lechavin liftor es asher yaviu lo achakach. Lechatchila you should have in mind when you make the bracha that it will cover whatever is brought to you later, since anyway you're not going to make a bracha because of Safi Brahma's Lakil, you might as well have it all in mind, and then for sure you'll be Yotze according to everyone. Sivkotan Lamed Gimel. We said again the same point in the Ramah, if you make the bracha on the less chashiv one, it covers the more chashiv one as long as you had it in mind. Says the Mishabura, Vim Hoya Munach Lefanav Esrog Vizayas. You had in front of you an Esrog and an olive. So after Esrog Hoya Chaviv Olav Yoser, even though you enjoy Esrogim more than olives, Kaimilon Elbis of Aleph, we pass in the radiance of Aleph to Mevarech Al Hazayas Shehu Mimin Shiva. So you have an olive in front of you, that's Zayin Minim. The Esrog is not Zayin Minim. The Esrog is more Chaviv, but the Zayin Minim is the olive, the Zayin Minim wins out, you make the bracha on the Zayas, and you patter the Esrog with the Ha'etz you made on the Zayas. V'niftar memela af b'stama Esrog. And like we said before, even if you don't have it in mind, if they're both in front of you, automatically the Ha'etz and the olive, which is Zayin Minim, will cover the Esrog, which is more chaviv. But, v'imhu beirach al ha'esrog b'stama, but you messed up, and you made the Ha'etz on the Esrog stam, lo nifter hazayis. So then, like we just said, you didn't have in mind the zayis. It does not pat to the zayis. Umikomakom, but still. Lefi ma sheheveinu sham bebir halacha. But based on what he brought earlier in the bir halacha, harbe rishonim desfirlu, that many rishonim hold. Gamkein kedas harambam hamuva sham besebeis. We brought in the bir halacha that many rishonim hold like the Rambam has brought in sebeis. De chaviv odif af lagave min shiva. If you remember back to the beginning of the siman in sebeis, we had the Rambam that says that chaviv always wins out over everything, even the zayiminim. So if that's the case, you have the Zayas, which is Zayaminim, and you have the Esrog, which is more Chaviv. According to the Rambam, the correct bracha is really on the Esrog. So here we said you messed up and you made the bracha on the Esrog instead of the Zayas, which is how we paskin. But Zakta Mishabura, since the Bi'alocha did bring down many Rishonim that paskin like the Rambam, that the Chaviv wins out over the Zayaminim, so Nehidah L'chadchila B'vadai Tovli Nokadei HaRishona, granted that the proper thing L'chadchila to do is to make the bracha like the first Shita on the Olive. Shehistamis, that was the halacha that was brought down by the Mechaber Stam, Ulevarech El Hazayis, and you really should have done the right thing by making the Ha'etz on the Zayis, which is the Zayiminim. Mikom Mokom B'dievet, but still B'dievet, Sheberech El Chaviv, if you made the bracha on the Esrog, which is more Chaviv, Kedas HaRambam V'Siyoto, like the Rambam and those who are with him, so L'chora B'vadei Lo Yasur V'Yavarech El Hazayis. For sure, in that case, you're not going to then go ahead and make another bracha on the Zayis. Even though we said if you made a bracha on B, you didn't have in mind A, and A is more chash, if you need a bracha on A. But over here, by making a bracha on B, you chap the Rambam and those Rishonim who agree with him, by making the bracha on the Chaviv, they hold you always make the bracha on the Chaviv. So for sure, you're not going to go back and make another bracha on the Zayis. Dilushitosimi bracha levatala, that would be making a bracha levatala for the Rambam. Ukvar kosa shama taz, and the Taz already wrote, the man da ovid ki Rambam, gamkin shapir ovid. The Taz told us, if you like the Rambam, it's okay. L'chadchila, we don't pass like the Rambam, but if you did it, it's okay. So even though me'ikra din, you should make the bracha on the Zayas, and if you made the bracha according to most shitas, you made a bracha on the Esrog, you should need a new bracha on the Zayas. But since we have the Shita of the Rambam, and we have the Taz that says that you could follow the Rambam, therefore, Lamaisa, if you made the bracha on the more Chaviv one on the Esrog, you would not go back and make another bracha on the Aleph. That would be a bracha of Atala, Lafi the Rambam. V'yoser nirali, and it appears to me further, says the Chavis Chaim, top one on Kuchav Hei, Da'afilu im hu mevarech al Zayas. Even if you make the bracha on the Zayas, Tov shiachavin behedya lifter gam ha'esrog. Even though we said when you make the bracha on the more chashiv one that you need the bracha on first, you don't have to have in mind the other one, it's automatically covered. But in this case of the Zayas and the Esrog, Zadok of Eschayim, you should bedavka have in mind when you make the bracha on the Zayas to cover the Esrog. Acharei de ha'esrog chaviv lo yoser. Because l'maisa, the Esrog is more chaviv. Uladas ha'ramam v'siyato eino yotze bazem meil al Esrog. According to them, the bracha is really flipped around. You should make the bracha on the Esrog. If you make it on the Zayas, it doesn't cover the Esrog automatically. Therefore, bedavka, you should have in mind when you make the bracha in this case on the Aleph that you're covering the Esrog. That way, even though according to other Rishonim, the Aleph automatically covers the Esrog, but according to the Rambam, the real bracha should have been made on the Esrog. And therefore, you would have to have in mind to cover the Esrog. So bedavka, Zadok Chavetz Chaim, make the bracha on the Zayas, but have in mind to cover the Esrog. V'chein kol ki agavna. So too in any similar case. Hecha sheyesh deos ba poskim al eze dover. Anytime there's a machlokas aposim l'gabi any inyan, yivarech betchila. Al eze dover yivarech betchila. Anytime there's a machlokas aposim, what bracha you make first? Yezoyer b'shas bracha. You should be careful at the time of the bracha. L'chavin lichter shneem. You should have in mind to cover both food items. To belav hochi yesh chash to ochel amin hasheni below bracha. Because since it's a machlokas, the zayin minim went out, does the chaviv went out, therefore no matter what you make the bracha on, you should definitely have in mind the other one. That way for sure, both items are covered with a bracha. I want to end with a bir halacha and a couple of very lemaisa notes. If you turn back to page 248. Top line, ubavad shehe daito. So he says, I am the mishabura masha gasavnu. Look what we learned in the Mishabura. Da'afilu hayu shneim lefonov. Even if you have both food items in front of you, and you're making the bracha on the less chashuv one, ba'inan sheyeskavin lo b'feirish lepatro. If you made the bracha on the less chashuv one, you must absolutely have in mind the more chashuv one if you're going to cover it. De'enu b'din sheyifter mi sheinu chashuv. We said it's not proper that you're going to cover the more chashuv one with the bracha on the less chashuv one. Says the Be'alacha, V'hainu bein she'eno min shiva, whether you made the bracha on the one that was not a min shiva, and you want to pater as a min shiva, o she'eno chavis a chaviv, or you made the bracha on the not chaviv one, you want to pater the chaviv one. Kein mashwa beis Yosef, sof asimim b'mashayv b'shem rashba. V'chein kasa prima gadam ledina. Here's the important point of the Be'alacha, and then two very short important notes. V'im ochel eitzel balabayas, if you are just a guest, Kevan de ataka de balabayas samach, since you are reliant on the table of the balabayas, have ki ilu daito beferish lifter komashi yitza balabayas viyavulo. You made a bracha on the last chashiv item, whether it was the not zayin minim, the not chaviv. Normally, we just said you would need another bracha on the one that's more chashiv and more chaviv, but if you are a guest in someone's house, it automatically covers everything that he will serve you, and therefore, even if you made the bracha on the less chashiv one, you would not need to make a bracha on the more chashiv one. Two very important points I want to point out is note number 26, sorry, the second paragraph. V'mhoyu lefonav pri shalem upri chatzui. You have a full fruit and a half fruit. And you're supposed to make the bracha on the shalem. V'over, you did the wrong thing, ubirach ala chatzui. And you made the bracha on the half fruit, Rav Yashiv Paskins. Shepatar b'chol ofen as ha-shalim. Even though normally we just said the less chashiv doesn't pater the more chashiv, you don't have it in mind. When it comes to a half a fruit, it paters a full fruit, even if you didn't have it in mind. Shel nemer hadin kan el gabi chavu min shiva. It's only like the Bir Halacha said, dafka by chavivus, dafka by min zayim, then you absolutely must have it in mind. But if it's a non-shalim versus a shalim, there you would not go ahead and make a bracha afterwards on the shalim if you made a bracha already on the half. One more very, very lemaisa, top of note 26. V'chein in birich borim ne mizonos al ores b'stama. You made a bracha on rice. Let's talk sushi. You had sushi in front of you, you had a Danish in front of you. You should have made the mizonos on the Danish to cover the sushi because they're both mizonos. And the rice is not zayim minim. The Danish is zayim minim. You should have made a mizonos on the Danish to cover the sushi. You messed up. You were so excited about the sushi. You made the bracha on the sushi. V'chein in birach boim in mizonos al orez. V'yachagach rotza lechel uga. Then you want to eat the cake. So Rav Yashiv Paskins, she'ein ha'uga nifteres. He says the cake is not patered automatically. Mipnei she'esh lech hashivas shel shivas haminim. It has the hashivas shel shivas haminim v'shel chamishes minidogon. And therefore, if you made a bracha on sushi, and then you want to have the Danish, according to Rav Yashiv, you have to make another bracha. But I want to adjust what I just said. It shouldn't be that the sushi is so gishmak for you and more chavit for you, because then again, l'fi the Rambam, you made the right bracha. Because according to the Rambam, chavivus works. So let's scratch that from the record. You like them both equally. It's not that sushi was more gishmak. Stam, you had sushi in the Danish, so then there's no Rambam, there's no chavivus, so therefore you should make the bracha on the Danish, which is zayiminim, not on the sushi. In that case, you made the bracha on the sushi, you would need another bracha on the Danish. But if in fact the sushi is more chavit to you, then it's like the case of the Zayas and the Estrog, in which case we wouldn't go back and make another bracha because you have the Rambam. But just a Stam case where they're equal and you made the bracha on the sushi, you messed up, you would need another bracha of Mizonos on the Danish. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Sivav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.